Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The complete D-Lab study guide includes Practice Test and Pretest by William Patton, is an exam preparation book for candidates taking the Defense Language Aptitude Battery, commonly known as the D-Lab. The D-Lab is used by the United States military to estimate how well an applicant may learn a foreign language, especially for placement in programs such as the Defense Language Institute. Rather than teaching a real language, the guide focuses on the structure, logic, and question styles associated with the exam. Its purpose is practical to reduce uncertainty about a test that many candidates find unusual, because it emphasizes invented language rules, sound distinctions, grammar manipulation, and rapid pattern recognition. The book combines explanatory sections with example questions, a pretest, and practice material. Its value lies in making a difficult aptitude exam more familiar, giving readers a clearer sense of what is being measured and how to approach the task efficiently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, clarifying the unusual format of the Defense Language Aptitude Battery. A central function of the complete D-Lab study guide is to demystify the structure of the Defense Language Aptitude Battery. The D-Lab is not a conventional language test because it does not primarily ask candidates to translate vocabulary from a known language or demonstrate prior study. Instead, it evaluates whether a test taker can recognize linguistic rules quickly, apply unfamiliar patterns, and adapt to artificial grammar systems. This makes the format difficult for candidates who expect a standard academic exam. Patton addresses that problem by outlining the types of tasks a reader may encounter and by explaining why the exam feels different from ordinary multiple-choice testing. The guide is useful because it shifts preparation away from memorization and toward procedural familiarity. Readers learn that success depends on listening carefully, noticing rule changes, tracking word order, and applying newly introduced patterns under time pressure. This orientation is important because many poor performances on aptitude tests come from confusion about the task rather than from lack of ability. By presenting the exam as a set of recognizable problem types, the book gives candidates a framework for responding more deliberately. Secondly, teaching grammar logic through invented language patterns. One of the guide's most important themes is the role of grammar logic. The D-Lab often uses unfamiliar or artificial language elements to test how quickly candidates can infer rules. This may involve changes in word order, tense, plurality, possession, modifiers, or relationships between parts of a sentence. Patton's approach emphasizes that candidates do not need to know a foreign language in advance, but they do need to think analytically about how language systems are built. The study guide helps readers practice identifying rules from examples and then applying those rules to new questions. This is different from simply learning grammar terminology. The practical skill is pattern transfer, noticing what changed in one example, and using that observation on a later item. The book therefore treats grammar as a reasoning system rather than as a school subject. That distinction matters for military language screening, because the D-Lab is designed to estimate future learning potential, not reward past exposure. By explaining rule-based question types, the guide helps candidates become more comfortable with abstract linguistic manipulation and reduces the tendency to guess when a sentence looks unfamiliar. Thirdly, using the pretest and practice test to turn preparation into feedback, the inclusion of a pretest and practice test is a major part of the book's practical design. A pretest gives readers an initial measure of how they respond to D-Lab-style questions before they have fully studied the explanations. This is useful because the exam tests process skills that are difficult to evaluate through passive reading alone. After the instructional sections, practice material allows candidates to test whether they can apply the concepts under conditions closer to the actual exam. The value of these exercises is not only in exposure but in feedback. When answer explanations are provided, a missed question becomes evidence of a specific weakness, such as overlooking a sound distinction, misapplying a grammar rule, or failing to retain a pattern long enough to answer correctly. That makes study more efficient than rereading general advice. Practice also helps candidates experience the mental strain of unfamiliar language material, which is part of the challenge of the D-Lab. By combining preview, practice, and explanation, the guide encourages an active preparation cycle attempt, review, identify the rule, and attempt again with better control. Fourthly, reducing test anxiety by replacing guesswork with procedure. The book responds to a common problem surrounding the D-Lab candidates often hear that the test cannot be studied for because it measures aptitude. Patton's guide does not claim that preparation can change every aspect of language learning ability, but it shows that familiarity with format and procedure can make a meaningful difference. Anxiety on this exam often comes from novelty. If a test taker has never seen invented grammar rules or rapid auditory distinctions, the experience can feel chaotic. The guide reduces that problem by describing what kinds of thinking the test demands and by giving readers a sequence for approaching questions. This includes paying attention to examples, isolating the rule being demonstrated, and avoiding premature assumptions. Such strategies are practical because they help candidates conserve mental energy during a demanding test. The book also counters the idea that preparation is only memorization. In this context, preparation means building fluency with the exam environment, even if the underlying aptitude requirement remains challenging. A candidate who understands the task is less likely to lose points because of confusion, panic, or inefficient guessing. Lastly, connecting DLI performance to military language opportunities, the guide is shaped by the military consequences of the DLAB for many readers. The test is not an abstract academic exercise, but a step toward language training, specialized assignments, or qualification for programs connected with the Defense Language Institute. This career context explains the book's direct and utilitarian style. It focuses on what candidates need to know before test day rather than on broad linguistic theory. The DLAB can influence eligibility for language categories and training pathways, so a stronger score may expand professional options within military service. Patton's guide addresses readers who want to treat the exam as a preparation problem rather than as a mysterious gatekeeping event. The book's emphasis on format, examples, and practice reflects the needs of applicants who may have limited time and who may not have a background in language study. Its military focus also distinguishes it from general language learning books. It is not designed to teach Spanish, Arabic, Korean, or any other language. Its purpose is to prepare readers for the aptitude screening process that may determine whether they receive formal language training. In conclusion, the complete DLAB study guide is best suited for military applicants, service members, and recruits who are preparing for the Defense Language Aptitude Battery and want a clearer understanding of what the exam requires. It is especially useful for readers who have little prior language study and are unsure how to prepare for a test built around invented rules, sound recognition, and rapid pattern application. The practical benefit is familiarity. The book helps readers recognize the kinds of reasoning the DLAB demands and gives them structured practice through a pretest and practice test. The intellectual benefit is narrower but still meaningful, as it introduces readers to the logic of language learning aptitude without turning the material into a general linguistics textbook. Compared with many exam prep books, it stands out because it addresses a relatively specialized military test that is often surrounded by uncertainty and informal advice. Its value is not that it guarantees a score, but that it replaces vague warnings about the DLAB with concrete exposure to format, question logic, and preparation routines. Readers looking for broad foreign language instruction should choose another resource. But candidates focused on DLAB readiness will find its targeted scope and practice-oriented design particularly relevant. If you would like to support William Patton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.